views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hi, everybody. How are you? This is Joe Nunziata. I want to welcome you to A Shot of Joe here on Transformation Talk Radio. So thank you so much for being with me and being part of our program as we continue our journey to higher energy and really enlightening ourselves and moving ourselves to the life that we desire. So today, we're going to talk about karma. But before I get into that, I just want to talk to you about a few things that are happening energetically that you should be aware of, because you may be feeling the impact of this energy coming in. We had a couple of things that are happening here, which we call portal openings, meaning new energy that's coming in to the world, the universe, kind of coming down into our lives, and it does affect and impact different people different ways. When we have these openings, basically what it's doing is it's elevating the vibration of the world, of the planet, of each of us. So everybody kind of feels it a little differently based on where you are in your journey. So we had one on 10-10, which was October 10th, and we have another one coming up on 11-11, which is this Saturday. So we're going to have another big shot of energy coming in. So be aware of how you feel, be aware of what's going on within yourself, and just kind of keep tuned into how you feel. And actually, if you're in Southern California, on 11-11, we'll be doing a live session out here in Irvine, California. We call it Spiritual Saturdays. You can actually go to spiritualsaturdays.com if you're in the area. I'd love to have you join us. We do a session there. We do a meditation. We kind of go through what's going on, and we do a different topic every month. So I'd love to have you with us if you're in the area. And then we also will have another big energy shift on 12-12. So that's going to be the kind of the trifecta, I think of it as, energetic shifts that we're having for the end of 2017. And of course, this will carry us into 2018 and beyond as we continue this journey to higher energy and changes in the world. And we're seeing so many things happening on a regular basis in our lives and in the world. So if you'd like to join us, if you have any questions, you can, if you're on Transformation Talk Radio, you can send your question in there. You can do it on Facebook, and you can also call 800-930-2819. So it's 800-930-2819 if you have any questions and you'd like to ask me a question directly. So as I said, today I want to talk to you about your karma and how is your karma impacting your life on a daily basis? What's going on? How does it really work? It's one of those words that we've heard a million times. You've heard the word karma throughout your life over and over again. And in 2011, I wrote a book and released a book called Karma Buster, which was about how to identify and clear negative karma. So what I did when I was writing the book and doing my research, I started to talk to people. I went out and I talked to everybody I knew, and I said, and even people I didn't know, I would be pumping gas and just walk up to somebody and say, hey, what is your definition of karma? Could be, and I asked children, I asked adults, older people, younger people, professionals, all different types of people, to get their definition of what karma was. And for the most part, what I heard from people was, well, I look at it as you reap what you sow. You know, if I do good things will come back to me. And if I do bad things will come back to me. So that was the overall overwhelming answer I got, I would say probably almost 90% of the time. Now, I myself have done a lot of work in this area because I really wanted to understand what karma was and what role it was playing in my life and obviously in the lives of people that I work with. I wanted to just gain a deeper understanding of it. And I really studied it and worked on it and tried to really go deeper into what was going on. And what I uncovered was a lot of different things that are happening in your life are tied to your karma. But I came up with a definition that I like to use, and I think of it as the blueprint for the emotional journey you are here to experience. So when you think about your life, you know, I think we come in here as humans, we come here into the physical world, and you know, we come in, we get born into a certain family, I'll talk about that too. We land here on Earth and we start going into whatever we grow up, we go to school, we get jobs, whatever we're doing. And I think we don't understand that we're really here, not necessarily to do things, which we are here because that's part of what we do in the physical world, but we're really here to have an emotional journey and an emotional experience. So the question becomes, what emotional experience did you come to have and how is that playing out in your life? So that's part of your karmic journey. What I want you to imagine is before you came here, you decided what journey you wanted to take. So this, of course, is work that we're working in spiritual energy work. This is how we see the world. So before you came, you actually, and I'll say something that gets a lot of people upset, but I'll say you actually chose your parents. You selected your parents before you came because they had the best coding for your experience. So the question becomes, I know a lot of people say who've had difficult childhoods or have had emotional abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, all different things, abandonment. We've had a lot of different things happen with parents. And people say, well, why would I select those parents? What would be the reason for me to pick those people? Obviously, it kind of gets a little crazy. You think about it, you say, well, especially if you've had a lot of issues or a lot of difficulty or challenges in your life. But I want you to think of it at a higher level. And look at it as I selected them because they were the right people for me to have in my life for my emotional journey. So in order to have an emotional journey, you need to have positive and negative experiences. So think about it. Emotions are, we think of them as positive and negative, up and down, good and bad, however we choose to see them. But basically, I need to have both sides to have an emotional experience. If I don't know sadness, I don't know joy. If I don't know failure, I don't know success. I don't know the difference without having both sides of it. And that is why you selected your parents, because they had the makeup, the emotional makeup that you needed for your journey. Now, the interesting thing that also comes up as I do this work with people is they'll say, you know, there's five kids in my family or three kids in my family. They're all different. They all had different experiences. Everything. How is that possible? We have the same parents. And the way it really works is, and I want you to think of it this way, especially think about your family if you have other siblings, is we, as before we come here as spiritual beings, we actually cherry pick what we want to have. So, for example, you pulled certain things from your mother and certain things from your father emotionally that you wanted to have so you could experience your life your way. Now, your brother or sister, they came to have a different emotional experience. So because they came to have a different emotional experience, they pulled different things from your parents. And when you look at it that way, it starts to make more sense because you say, wow, you know, I always had problems with this part of my life and my brother's life was totally different or their life was smooth over here or they had issues over here and I didn't. Why did that happen? Because again, everybody's different. You selected different things based on your journey. So you came, when you look at your karma, there's a couple of different things you want to look at to say, well, okay, I came to have this emotional experience where I want to have really deep experiences in certain areas of my life. I want you to think of it from an emotional perspective, not from a physical perspective, because we get caught up in what you did and what happened in your life and, you know, specifically in the physical world. But I want you to think of it more as what happened in your life in the emotional world. What was your emotional journey like? So I want you to think about this. Say to yourself, what were the dominant feelings? What were the dominant emotions that I have experienced and maybe continue to experience in my life. Now, understand, as humans, we all feel all the feelings. We feel all the different feelings, but we feel certain feelings at a higher level based on our journey. So I know myself personally, my dad died when I was 12 years old, and I experienced extreme abandonment. I also experienced it when I was younger, when my mom had postpartum, and I've been able to work on a lot of that emotion as well. But it was I personally came to have an experience of extreme abandonment. Now, everybody feels abandonment at some time or another, but not extreme versions. That was my journey. Other people, different versions, different things that they came to experience. So I want you to look at your life and say, what have been the emotions that I have been feeling the most powerfully, the strongest? What have been the strongest feelings that I've had over and over again? Now, for many people, when I meet people and start talking about this for the first time, they'll say, well, you know, I never thought of it that way. I just see myself as I'm, you know, what I'm doing, or I'm a mother, or I'm a wife, a husband, I have a certain job. I never thought of it from an emotional perspective. But that's the shift that I'd like you to take. I'd like you to take a shift into an emotional space to say, karmically, what did I come to feel? Because here's what's happening. If you came to feel abandonment or loneliness or unworthiness or whatever that feeling is, and you're not dealing with that emotion as part of your karmic journey, you're going to keep repeating that cycle over and over again. And we call that your karmic wheel. So that means that we think of it as a cycle. You can think of it as a cycle of behavior, whatever the case may be. But basically, it's a wheel, or we call it a wheel, where you're going around and around, and I keep experiencing the same emotion. In this case, we're using abandonment as an example, because I haven't really addressed it or dealt with it. And I want you to think about that, because that's the cycle we want to break. We want to stop going down that road and feeling abandonment. So after the break, I'm going to talk to you about the 3 D's of karma, and we'll talk a little bit about how to start to break these cycles. Like I said, I talked about this in my book, Karma Buster. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes when I come back, because I want you to be aware of what's really going on, and then start to give you a couple of tips and a couple of things you can do to start to break your negative cycles, because that's really what it's all about. If you're stuck in an emotional cycle, you will continue to repeat that cycle until you deal with it emotionally, understand it, and move past it. That's the goal we have, and that's really what we want to do here. So I want you to be aware of it. So again, take a moment, just kind of sit there and say, what have been my deepest emotional issues going through my life, and I'm ready to give it up. So like I said, we'll be back in a minute. This is Joe Nunziata, A Shot of Joe. We'll be back with the 3 D's of karma in a couple of minutes.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with A Shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Baselli for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
Thank you. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Welcome back to A Shot of Joe. This is Joe Nunziata. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I'm excited to have you here as we talk about your karma and your journey. And before the break, I told you I was going to give you the three D's of karma. This will kind of tie this together for you, give you a little bit of a better picture of how your karma is impacting your life. So the first D would be DNA, meaning your DNA is unique. Every single person in the world, billions of people, right? 7 billion people, each person has different DNA because we're all unique. We all have our own journey, even though we are all one energy. Your DNA, of course, as I spoke about earlier, came from your parents. So you picked up your DNA from them. A lot of us go through life walking around saying, I don't want to be like my mother. I don't want to be like my father. And unfortunately, that is impossible because you have their DNA. So what we want to do is look at ourselves and say, okay, what did I get from my parents that I like? And what did I get from my parents that I don't like? And part of your DNA is coded to your mission and purpose. So as much as you picked up the emotional things from your parents, positive and negative, as we see it, you also picked up specific skills that they had that they passed on to you for your journey, based on what you came here to do. I want you to look at your life and say to yourself, what are the skills that I have that have come very easily to me? These are skills that I have. I'm just really good at this. I'm a really good artist. I'm really good with numbers. I'm really good with drawing. I'm really good with writing. What is it that you have? What is, I'm really good dealing with people. I communicate very effectively with other people. You know, what is it that you have that is a skill that's inherent that you don't even have to think about it? It's just there. Kind of like when I see athletes, you know, growing up, playing a lot of sports, you just saw certain kids, you would just say, wow, that guy just has something that I don't have, has a natural ability, a natural skill, something that is just in him that is beyond what I have in myself. But this is how these people who become professionals, doesn't mean they don't work at it, but they have a natural ability. So for us, we want to look at ourselves and say, okay, what are the natural abilities that I have? And then it's my job here to work on those things. So I may have it in me, but I still have to work on it to get better at it, to be able to utilize that skill in my journey here, in my mission, for my purpose, what is it that I have? So look at yourself and say, wow, you know, what comes easy to me? What is something I really like doing? That's important. That's part of your DNA. Your second D will be desire. So here's what happened. These emotions that I'm talking to you about and these feelings of purpose that you have, all of these things are coded to your DNA and they come to you in the form of a desire. So you will have a specific desire, say, wow, I really want to do this. I really feel like this is something I want to pursue. See, those desires are coded to you. But you also have the desires of these emotions that you came to feel. So your soul says, hey, Joe, you came here to feel abandonment. That's a desire that you have within your soul, and that's something you have to experience. You also have these other skills that you've been given that are going to help you in your purpose, what you're here to do, the skills that you have. So these desires, I want you to be aware of these feelings that come up, these desires that come up for you where you say, well, I really want to do so. I really wanted to take a class. I really wanted to travel. I wanted to do something. I wanted to get into cooking. Whatever it is, the question becomes, did you follow through on that desire? Did you follow through? Did you say, wow, this is something I really like to do, or this is something that gets me excited, but I never pursued it? Well, you know, my family thought it was not a good idea. It seemed too strange. This is especially something we see when people wanted to do things that were not, quote unquote, normal. Maybe you wanted to go into a creative field, but your family's very conservative. So when you went to do that, even though you had a natural skill or ability, you ran into resistance. You ran into people say, well, you can't do that. You can't make a living doing that. That's not something that you can do with your life. If you ever want to see a great movie about this, there's an old movie. It's called Billy Elliot. And it's a movie about a young kid from Great Britain who is a very gifted, talented dancer. And his father and his brothers are all like blue collar, tough guys. And he's a very gifted dancer, and the father comes around and kind of realizes that this kid has this great ability and helps him along the journey. But it's a very interesting story, especially from the background that he came out of. So it's an old movie. You may have seen it. It's called Billy Elliot. Very interesting. But something, again, to say, when I had this desire, when I expressed it, maybe you said, well, I want to be a writer. I want to be a painter. What did your family do? What was their reaction to your desire to do something? So if they didn't support you, might have pushed you back, and now may be the time for you to do that. Never too late. Never too late. So our third D, so we have DNA, we have desire. Our third D is destiny. And this, of course, is a big thing that comes up for all of us in life and saying, do I have an actual destiny? And there's a lot of different ideas about this. I'll give you my perspective on how I see it. So basically, you look at destiny and say, everybody comes here, in effect, being pointed in a specific direction. So you're going in a certain direction. Your destiny is pushing you that way. That's kind of the direction you're going in. But like I said earlier, I have all these skills. I have these things I want to do. But here in the third dimensional world here, in this physical world on Earth, we have free will. I have the ability not to pursue that desire. I have the ability not to go that way. I have the ability to decide not to pursue my dreams. It doesn't mean the world is ending, but your destiny may not be completely fulfilled as it could have been had you been more open to trying these different things or going in these different directions or taking some risks. Sometimes in life, we have to take a risk, what we see as a risk. And again, most humans, you know, we're risk averse. We don't like the idea. We don't like a risk. We want to be safe. Most of us grew up in an environment, a lot of people, in a hostile emotional environment. We spend our lives trying to be safe. So now all of a sudden you get into a situation and you say, wow, you know, now I'm going to go out there and take a risk. And it brings up a lot of emotion for us because we don't feel safe. We don't feel like this is a place I can go. I haven't done this before. What will happen? I'm nervous. I'm concerned about how this will work out. Or you don't want to displease your parents or family and friends who see you a certain way. So again, your karma is multifaceted, but at the baseline of it all, it's an emotional journey. So you're here to have the emotional journey at the highest level. In order to do that, you have to push yourself into discomfort. One of the areas that I see the most growth from people is always when they are willing to say, I'm going to push myself into discomfort. I'm going to push myself into an area that I feel nervous about. It's normal to have some fear. It's normal to be a little nervous. But the question is, are you willing to push yourself into that space and then expand? Because you will never expand yourself when you take that safe road and don't try different things. Again, you can minimize risk. You could figure out ways to do it the best possible, safest way. But at some point, you know, there's always going to be a little risk there, little things that will come up for you emotionally. When these things happen, accept those feelings. Don't block those feelings. Don't fight those feelings. Don't make believe those feelings aren't there. Just say, it's okay. I'm a little nervous. This is something I haven't done before. I'm allowed to feel that way, but I'm still going to continue to move forward so I can really follow through and fulfill my destiny here in this lifetime, going through my karmic journey. By doing that, I'm breaking the negative cycles in my karmic wheel and moving my energy forward to a higher level. And we know what happens when you move to a higher level. We all move to a higher level of energy. So I want to thank you so much for being with me today on A Shot of Joe. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're here on the second and fourth Thursday of every single month here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd love to see you here. Again, the podcast will be available in a little while. I'll send that out to you as well. So don't forget, follow your feelings, follow your emotions, trust yourself. Everything will work out great. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.